Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
If you've been listening to the Jeff and Jen Show the last few weeks, you may have caught a bit of this story. A friend of mine, who we have deemed Eve, confided in me that she's...
Because she wants the forbidden fruit.
Well, she's been attracted to her pastor at her church. And she is a married woman, two kids. They love this church. Her husband's very involved. They think this is a fantastic church community. And she just found herself having thoughts she knew she should not be having about their pastor. She just was like, I'm finding him so attractive, and I can't stop thinking about it.
She was like wearing clothes that showed off her cleave to the mask.
No, she was just dressing a little bit nicer.
That's what that means.
She was just, you know, and she said, I know I can't be doing this, so I think I need to convince my family to leave the church.
Are you wearing clear heels to church again?
That light up as you walk.
But she knows she's not supposed to be having these thoughts. That's the thing. She's struggling with it. What do I do? My family loves this church, but I can't seem to control my brain around this. And it's not that she wants to act on it or anything like that. She really would like to turn her brain off in this department, but she can't. And she just says the way that he's so eloquent and the way that he is really closer to God, his relationship with God is so strong, is attractive to her. So all of the great qualities that make him a great pastor is also making him so attractive to her. So she sought the advice of a very religious friend of hers.
After we got, this is thanks to you, thanks to the family who listens to the show, because people called up when the first time Jen talked about this, people overwhelmingly called up with the advice to pray on it. Like, this is the devil. The devil is trying to get inside. The devil is trying to disrupt your family. You need to pray on it more, which is exactly the opposite of what she was thinking. She wanted to run from it and go somewhere else. And they're like, if you run from it, the devil will find you. And I don't know why I go to the movie Fried Green Tomatoes when I talk about Jesus and the devil. But I do. So the.
And I want to say thanks to all of the family members who sent me scripture, because a lot of people were sending it in going, hey, the Bible talks about this and how to handle it, and she should talk to her husband directly about it. But she's been pretty scared to do that. So she sought the help and advice of a religious friend of hers, another woman, and has been talking to her about it. And the woman said, you know, God will send you signs and he'll lead the way, and just look for some signs. So she got a sign.
Okay.
Okay. Their dream home is on the market in a neighborhood about 30, 40 minutes away from where they live now. They've got some friends that live in this neighborhood, so they have always gone to this neighborhood to see it, and they have seen this house, and they're like, oh, that is just the, you know, those aspirational houses you see?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I would just love to live there someday, and you pass by it, whatever. Well, they found out from their friends that live in the neighborhood before it has gone on the market that this house is going to be up for sale. And she feels like that is the sign, because if they move, they could get their dream house and they would be probably too far to travel back to the church community on Sunday.
Does her husband want to move? Do her kids want to switch schools?
I don't know those answers yet. I should have asked that. But I know that she's really looking into it. And she
is
talking to her husband about the dream house. So they may just up and move, and then the church thing would be off the table anyway.
This is the problem with look for the signs. You can make anything you want be a sign, right?
That's true.
So
you can kind of turn anything you're looking for into a sign. You can be like, if it's a beautiful day today, then I should go buy 400 lottery tickets.
Right. Well, yeah.
Or whatever it is.
What I'm saying is, if you have been told to look for the signs, so I'll use her example. She's been told to look for the signs of the devil trying to hurt her family, right? And respond to those. God will lead the way. This is what her religious friends and our very religious family members have shared with us. God will lead the way. Look for the signs. So there might be a dozen signs that she's ignoring because they don't fit into her narrative.
What she wants to happen.
Right. So, like, there could be a, like, perhaps she's had five different occasions to be alone with her husband where she could have, where you could make that a sign. Well, you should have used that alone time to talk to him about the temptation you feel. Right? That could have been one.
Anything, she I could, guess, could be a sign. But this is a pretty big sign because it's the house they've been looking for.
Oh, my God.
It's the dream house that they have both
it's
talked
not,
about.
It's not a sign.
It's a coincidence. Like,
yes.
This happened. Life is like a series of little coincidences, I think. And I feel like if you're in a marriage and this is happening, your real sign should be the truth. And you should just tell your husband what's happening. You should just say it. Just say it. Like, our priest is fine. Like, forgive me, Father. I want to sin, and this is what's going through my mind.
Not a sign. So, like, is she seriously entertaining moving?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Seriously entertaining moving.
I need a person who's closer to Jesus than me to call up and explain.
Which is anybody.
I grew up Catholic. I spent a lot of time praying and whatnot and stuff. And confessionals and things, so, and eating the little crackers. I did it all, right? But somebody who knows more about signs, okay, can help with this. So I need to hear from you so you can help me sell Jen's friend who I don't know against this tomorrow. Please. It's not a sign.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.